Okay, people who don't have enough money are
poor.
Mm-hmm. And a person who works on a ranch
is a hand.
Okay, ranch hand. Somebody who works especially with cattle
is that defies me.
Or horses, maybe?
A wrangler?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be somebody who works with horses.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. A person who digs gold out of the ground is a?
Miner.
Mm-hmm. The mother of Jesus is?
Mary.
Mm-hmm. There was a woman in the Bible that was very old when she had a child.
Sarah?
Mm-hmm. Very good. did you ever watch Little House on the Prairie?
Mm-hmm.
That little blonde girl that was so nasty to Laura, what was her name?
Oh, my. Do challenge my memory.
This is a name that I cannot get anybody to say without giving it to them, because it's so hard for me to come up with a clue for it.
What does it start with?
N.
M. Naomi?
No, it's N-E-L-L-Y.
Nellie?
Yeah. An unordained preacher would be called what?
Unordained preacher.
Yeah, somebody who just goes around and preaches, but he's not really ordained.
He wouldn't be a layman. He'd be a... I don't know.
Okay. How about a preacher that travels around?
A traveling minister?
Okay. Have you ever heard of the word jackleg?
A jackleg preacher, yeah, I have heard that.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know, but I have heard it. I guess it is someone that just goes around.
Well, some people would say that a jackleg preacher would be somebody who, you know, because he wasn't ordained, he wasn't very good at what he did.
Yeah, that might be.
Now, in the courtroom, the person who defends you is your...
A lawyer?
Mm-hmm. And the person who decides the case?
The judge.
Uh-huh. Here's some body parts. This is...
Hair.
And these are...
Ears.
Mm-hmm. And a man has a...
Beard.
Mm-hmm. This is my...
Mouth.
Mm-hmm. And one of these...
Teeth.
One
tooth.
Mm-hmm. And this is my...
Neck.
And I might have a sore...
Throat.
Uh-huh. And these are my...
Legs.
Uh-huh. And our elbows and knees and ankles are all...
Joints.
Mm-hmm. This is a
foot,
mm-hmm. And two of them are
feet,
mm-hmm. And this is my
stomach,
mm-hmm. Exactly, and if you're not weak, you are
strong,
and you can be sick, in what way, like sick, something,
sick at your stomach,
mm-hmm. If I can't talk anymore because I've been talking too long, you'd say I was
hoarse,
mm-hmm. And if you have pain, inflammation in your joints, that's,
you have arthritis,
mm-hmm. If you have a sharp pain down here, that's...
Appendicitis.
Uh-huh. And a disease which is dangerous to kids and begins as a sore throat is called... It's one that we don't get anymore because we inoculate against it.
Yeah, we have the inoculations. It's,
Well, it's like dip.
Diphtheria.
Mm-hmm. And there's a disease we get from ticks in Colorado.
Well, it's a fever. And I can't think of that one either.
But you do call it a fever.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Would you call it Rocky Mountain fever?
Rocky Mountain fever.
Tick fever?
Something like that.
Okay. Now, on the Navajo Reservation, they've been having trouble with a disease that kills you, like, in 2 days once you come down with it.
Hantavirus.
Yeah. And there's another bad thing that kills you a little bit more slowly that we get from fleas on rats. A few people in New Mexico get it every year.
Oh, it's that plague, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And if somebody shoots you, you have a bullet
wound.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody's not doing too well, they're kind of pale and thin, you say that they are
peeling.
Okay.